Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 88 of The Brunch and Judge. Something probably happened that year. I have no idea
I
what.
don't know. I don't know.
88. I guess I would have gone to kindergarten that year? Does that sound right? I would have turned 5 that year.
You probably would have gone to
Right?
kindergarten.
Something like that. Started my illustrious career at Johnson Elementary. Go Eagles.
Nice.
I do know that I had chicken pox. So I had chicken pox in 88 or 89, one of the two. So in kindergarten is when I had the chicken pox. I know you don't care. Not at all. But like, so I had this conversation with Spencer. Oh, hey, everyone. We're your hosts. I'm April.
I'm Claire. While April tells us about her chicken pox
It's
story.
true. No, so I had this conversation with Spencer about like your early childhood memories, like the things that you specifically remember. And like I have very few very vivid memories, and none of them involve my family at all, which I'm sure says something really traumatic, but I don't know. I don't know. It's fine. Like I know that they existed. Like I can form pictures of them in my mind, but like I don't have any specific memories with them in them from being little. But I remember being in kindergarten and Mr. Yaden was my kindergarten teacher, and I guess I got chicken pox first because when I came back, like he kept calling me the chicken pox girl, like in a sweet, endearing way. Like it wasn't mean or cruel or
What?
funny. Like it was just like, oh, the chicken pox girl is back. And like, well, and like it's a fond memory. Like I have good associations with it. So I feel like it was a good thing. But like I specifically remember that.
The
And then like
chicken pox girl.
chicken pox girl. So I assume I
Wow.
started the pandemic because, you know, little kids
You
get chicken
probably did.
pox. It's fine.
All
But
your fault.
who the hell knows where I got it from? Because Amy and Jason would have already had it by then because they were much older than me.
My chicken pox story is I got it, and then it was like, oh, stay away from your dad because your dad has never had it.
Well, how?
Because Joe, I
Joe,
don't know what
your
Joe
dad has
is.
never had chicken pox?
Nope.
Huh.
So my brother and I both had chicken pox, and dad never, it was kind of like, stay
Impressive.
away. Yeah.
Now, as far as I know, everyone in my family had it, but I remember being slightly itchy, but like, I don't remember much about it.
No,
Other than being
my
told, like, oh, don't scratch. I remember my mom saying, yeah, don't scratch. That's about it.
yeah, I was itchy. I think Walt had it worse than I did because I feel like I think he had more spots on him than I did. I just remember being at my grandmother's. This was my traumatic story.
Oh, no.
They found out I had chicken pox. We were supposed to go to the zoo. I did not get to go to the zoo
Oh,
because I had three spots on my back.
no.
And mom's like, oh, it's chicken pox. And I'm like, how do you know it's chicken pox? It just could be mosquito bites. I think
Fair,
I was in
fair.
first grade. I was in first grade. So I was like 6 or 7. I don't know. Anyway, we were supposed to go to the zoo. We were in Knoxville with my cousins. We were supposed to go to the zoo. I did not get to go to the zoo. Instead, I just stay home and take an oatmeal bath, which I remember crying
Oh.
because it was just like the oatmeal was gross and slimy. And so this traumatized to this day. I don't like oatmeal. Like, nope.
I have no memories of oatmeal baths. I'm sure mom put like calamine lotion or whatever,
Yeah. No,
but
after
like
that, it
I
was
have
baking
nothing.
soda bath. After that, it was a baking soda bath because that shit just dissolves. No,
Yeah.
the calamine lotion, I do remember that. Like, pink shit, like, all over me. And it just didn't work.
Nope, I have no memory. Like I have a couple of pock marks, I think, from like scars or whatever, very like one on my leg and one on the arm, I think, but like very
I have
vague
one
and small,
here
but
up near my eyebrow that was like, I think it was one of those that I just flicked it off. Like, it wasn't even like I did it intentionally.
Yeah.
And then mom was like, oh my God, don't scratch the
Yeah.
scabs off. And I do, like, I've got like this little indention, like right here next to my eyebrow. I mean, it's not terribly
No, I
noticeable.
mean they're so minor, whatever. But like, so I have like that memory. I have the memory of putting, I assume, my diapers, because there's no one younger in the family than me until we get to Caleb, really. So 18 years later. I can remember putting diapers behind the headboard of my parents' bed when before they had built the addition onto our house. No one was in there. I was alone. Like, no one was in there. I was alone. So somehow I was standing on a bed and no one was watching me, and I had diapers in my hand and no one was watching me, and I'm putting them behind the headboard.
Like
Like, I
dirty
vivid
diapers?
no.
Oh, okay.
No. Just regular diapers. So it must be my diapers. But again, I remember doing it. No one stopped me. I'm pretty sure, like, most of my childhood that I was, you know, off on my own, getting into mischief. I was like, I authentically just have no memory of like my family at all in any of my early childhood memories. It's me alone doing something like hiding diapers or making potions in the basement. I used to make potions all the time. And like, guys, someone should have been watching me. It's a miracle I didn't blow stuff up by mistake, because I'm mixing like detergent and ammonia and whatever happens to be in the basement,
Right.
putting it
You really
into
are like
empty mason
Maggie.
jars.
You remember how
Yes.
you would always say that, like, it was a miracle that Maggie was alive, because it
Yes.
was like she would hide and nobody knew where she was.
No one
Or
ever
even like
looked
the
for her.
time, what was it that you said that they went to Great Wolf Lodge and that
Yes.
Amy was in the elevator, and all of a sudden here comes Maggie like toddling down the
It's like
hallway all
as the
by
doors are
herself.
closing, like, door open, door open, door open.
It's like here she comes all by herself down the hallway, and Amy's like, "Where are your parents?"
And
She's
like, it took,
just
and to be fair, like, Jason and Becky suddenly had twins, basically, when they adopted Matthew. So like, they were dealing with two boys of the same age, and Maggie just was off. So it took them a long time to notice, but yeah,
yeah.
it's a genetic trait. Maggie inherited it, so sorry. Because I mean, it started with me. I look back and go, you know how easy it is to accidentally knock yourself out mixing cleaning chemicals together when you don't know what's going to happen. That picture me as like a 5 and 6 year old swirling that stuff together in a mason jar. And then I would put it in the freezer. We had that huge freezer, you remember? And I would just put it in there, and my mom would find them and be like, And I'm like, Mother, you were a science teacher. You knew that I could be mixing bad things together. You found the evidence in the freezer, and no one ever stopped me. Ever.
Fair. That's
Ever.
fair.
So there you go. There's all my childhood trauma. That's what I'm judging this week, guys. I'll just go ahead and make this my judge, because like, anyway.
April has zero adult supervision as a child.
Well, and like, I can remember I broke the family Christmas tree when I was like 6 or 7, because I was gonna rehang an ornament. I wanted to put it up high or something. Amy was supposed to be watching me, okay? Parents were not there. Amy was in charge. She's 10 years older, so she's like basically an adult. And I take the rocking chair, because I'm 6 and stupid, and I climb in the rocking chair to reach up in order to hang it.
Oh.
And so it falls, and I fall into the tree, and I break the tree. And for a few years after that, because that was our, we were still poor stage, my mom had to put a bucket with like cat litter. Like, clean, obviously, cat litter,
Right.
in order to get the tree to stand up, because I'd broken it.
God.
And Amy is like, yeah, I watched you do it. I couldn't stop you. And I'm like, it would have taken me some time to move the rocking chair, climb into the rocking chair.
Right.
So, like, obviously, you weren't
You weren't
me. I mean,
paying
like you were
attention.
watching, but like you did
Were
not
you?
see where that was going, and you're 10 years older, so you should have, but whatever. So those are my childhood movies. I remember getting in the rocking chair. I don't remember the fall or the break or any of that.
I
I don't remember my sister being there either, so that's fair.
Nice.
But there
You're
you have.
judging your lack of adult supervision as
It's
a child.
true.
Is that what you're
I
judging?
guess I am, but like, I'm 100. Like, I know that my parents watched me and did stuff with me because, like, I have pictures and proof, but I don't. Those aren't the memories I held on to for whatever reason. The ones that I can pull up in my memory are just like me on my own doing shit. But I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Who thought this was a good idea? So.
Nice.
There you go.
Excellent.
Thank
I'm here
you.
for it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm
I'm
not
here for
sure how we
this.
got there. A just weird trigger conversation.
Right.
But yeah, so I'm judging the fact that none of my earliest memories involve any supervision from anyone, including teachers, to be fair. So like I don't know what the I guess I thought I was just a good little kid. Because I was nice and sweet and seemed to do good things, but.
Okay.
Well, Claire, I gave you
Yeah.
my random judge. To be fair, I was going to judge the fact that Israel and Palestine are having war yet again, and I'm super over it, and religion is stupid, but I'll save that because it's going to keep on. It'll keep.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. Yeah.
with that, Claire.
Yeah.
What are you judging this week?
So this week I had this place on my back removed. It was I we don't know what it was at first, blackhead slash cyst thing. It's like at the base of my neck, and it just kept getting bigger over time. And where it was sitting, it felt like it was like on a nerve or something. And
Oh,
you feel
ugh.
like you know when you sit at a computer too long and you start to get that twinge at the base of your
Yes.
neck. Yeah, it felt like that, like out of nowhere, like I'd just be
Ew.
standing. So I've been going to the doctor, primary care provider thing, and so they're asking me about I had a full on physical, and so they're asking me about other things, like you know, and so I told them about my sweatiness, and apparently I might have hyperhidrosis, which I'm like, oh, it's not just because I'm fat that I'm sweaty. It's an actual
It's
thing.
like I'm gonna be sweaty no matter what. Okay.
Yeah, and so now I'm like in your face, all you fuckers who like get mad at me for turning on the fan and who are gonna be like, oh, especially all those bitches that, like, oops, I said it out loud, mark
I
that
will. I'll edit that out.
out. Because they're all like, oh, you're not wearing seasonally appropriate clothes. And I'm like,
What the fuck does that mean?
because all the fall clothes are out. So they want us to wear fall clothes when it's still 90 fucking degrees outside,
Pass, hard
but now
pass.
the AC is still fucking broken.
Yeah, no.
And it's like, but then it's like you're gonna get irritated with me when I come in and I turn in all the fans.
You're
Like, no.
you should look at them and be like, tell you what, I'll start wearing fall clothing as soon as you fix this AC.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's kind of where I'm at. That's really where I'm at right now. Like they've come and they said they fixed it, but I'm like, it says it's set on 68, but why does it still read 73 or 75? Like lies. Like the other day, it was like 76. And I'm like, I call shenanigans. No. But anyway, be that as it may. Yeah, because you're talking about it, about how much, you know, I was like, I don't have to do much in my face and my chest, just sweat. Like,
Right.
don't have to sweat really in my back sometimes, but it starts with my face and my head and my chest. Don't really have to do much else, and they just start sweating for no reason, and it's a lot. And so she was like, I think you might have hyperhidrosis. And so she has now gotten me an appointment with a dermatologist because she's prescribed me some face cream, but there's also like pills and stuff they can give me too. So I guess then there's like some spots on my back as far as like freckly type mole things to have them look at. Maybe cut
Ah,
off.
fun.
I don't know. Because dad has that too. Like, I don't want melanoma.
No,
No,
fair.
nobody wants that. Anyway, and so I told her about this thing, this lump thing, because it's like people who are taller than me can see it. Like my brother, he'll every time we go on vacation, he walks behind me and he's like, "Oh, you got this big blackhead." I'm like, "You say that every time we go on vacation and you see me." Like, I know. And mom watches Dr. Pimple Popper and she's obsessed with
Ugh,
it. And so
ugh.
she wants to like mess with it like every time. She's like, "Let me mash on it, see if I can get anything out." Nothing would come out. If she could get anything out, it was very little. But she would just mash and mash and mash, it would hurt and till
Yeah.
it would like get bruised or whatever. And so I was telling her about that and she was like, "Oh, my nurse practitioner could probably like get rid of that." And so they thought that day they could do it. But when the nurse practitioner came in, she was like, "Oh, this is a lot bigger than what I thought," because she was thinking she could just like mash it out, but no. So she was like, "Let me get you an appointment." And so my appointment was this past week. And so I go in and she was gonna numb it and like just kind of like cut the edges of the hole or whatever to, try to pop the whole thing out, because she called it a sebaceous cyst. So sitting there, and for this, they still had to fucking weigh me. And I'm like, I
Every
was
time.
just here
Every time.
last week.
You
I
know,
was here last week. Why do you need
it's
to weigh me?
and I say this as you know, I went to a doctor for the first time and I have to go back for a physical because I'm a new patient. Blah, blah.
Right, yeah.
And you know, they weighed me on the old timey scale and I know that they'll do it next week because any crazy fluctuation one way or the other, like within a week, would be a huge warning signal. Like, there's a problem. There's a
Right.
problem. So, I mean, I get it, but I'm also like, dude, I have enough self-image issues. Thank
I
you.
know, I
Can we
know.
just like, can we please, sorry to go off on a tangent, can we
Yeah.
please get rid of the stupid little slidey weight things? Like the
Oh, mine don't have that.
old cut, because like most places I've been
That's
don't.
annoying.
It's like, I just give me a freaking digital one so it's real quick and there
Yeah.
it is, we're done. But like watching, because to me
That's annoying. Like, chee,
when there's
chee,
like
chee, chee, chee.
and
Oh
it's
my
like, and
God.
it's like,
Yeah.
oh, we gotta move another big chonker over, and I'm like,
You're like, ugh.
oh, it fucks with my mind in a way I cannot express. And Spencer's like, the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, though, because like my ultimate life goal is to not have to be at 150 because they have to move the little extra guy to make it to the 50. And I'm like, I have so
Right.
much trauma associated with being over 150 pounds that
Right.
like, and I'm always close because that's just where I live in the 140s. And I'm like, just don't scoot it over.
Right.
So like I had to wear less clothing and like take everything off in order to get on the scale so it won't tip it over.
I get it. But yeah, I was like, "Why are you weighing me? I was just here last week." And then they're taking my blood pressure, and I'm like, "I was just here last week.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with this."
Every time.
But still, if you get all the shit, ask me all the questions, and I'm like, "Ugh, nothing has changed in a week." Okay. But anyway, so then they're like, "Okay, we're gonna go get, the nurse practitioner to do this." And so go in and late, and all of a sudden I have all these people. Do you mind if I come in and watch? I had like four fucking people in there other than the nurse
Because
practitioner.
they're like Dr. Pimple Popper lovers. Oh my God,
Yes.
that is so disgusting.
Yes.
That is so disgusting. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I
they were
cannot
so
stand it.
excited. And also, my mom was like super jealous because she couldn't be there. And she's like, "Oh, have them video." I'm like, "Mom, I am not giving them
No.
my phone
I'm sorry.
to
What's wrong
video
with
this."
people? Ew. Ew.
I'm
I
not giving them my phone
can't.
to
Like,
video this to send to you.
I can't handle it.
I look four people in there other than the nurse practitioner. And I'm like, "I don't care, whatever, They're all in there like wanting to watch this like cyst removal. And she's like, "Oh," she was like, "I was hoping this sack would all come out in like one thing, but it's coming out in pieces and blah blah blah." And I'm just like, "Yeah,
I would have been like,
yeah."
I don't need the play-by-play.
I
Thank
mean, I
you.
don't care. The worst part was her numbing it. Like,
Yeah.
that was fine. But then after that, like, couldn't feel anything other than her, like when she started like the pressure of her mashing trying to get to it. And then like all of a sudden I hear snip, snip, snip from the scissors, like cutting the sack out. And
But
everybody's like, oh my God, you can hear. I'm like, yes, I could hear the scissors, but I couldn't feel anything, obviously.
oh
But
my
it was just
God.
so weird that I had like an entire like
A whole audience there.
audience watching this. And I can't see anything. Like I'm laying on my stomach, like
Oh my God.
listening to her. And then she had one of them. They're like, oh, put on some gloves. I need you to help me like hold this open. So, and
Ugh.
I'm, but I can't see anything.
So like I do not like, I mean, I'm not super into like gore or whatever, but like I watch medical shows. Like I loved Grey's Anatomy. Like I've watched some of the random newish ones. Like none of that stuff bothers me at all, but I will not watch like the Dr. Pimple Popper garbage. Like it pops up on my pops up, God, on my like TikToks now and then, and I've been like, absolutely not. And I've trained, do not show me this because it's horrendous. I don't want to see things oozing out of other people.
For me, it almost is like a train wreck. I'm like, oh my God, that's so gross, but I can't look away.
Yeah, I absolutely can.
Like,
I can look away. I can. And like, don't get me wrong, I have had pimples and I have popped my own pimples, which I'm not supposed to,
Oh,
whatever, whatever. And like,
right.
there is a weird satisfaction of getting the gunk out and be like, yeah, but it's mine.
Right.
Don't watch everybody else's. Ew.
I
Ew.
think for me, it's like,
Blah.
I'll watch it like on TV because there's that like disconnect.
It's not enough for me.
But
I need more disconnect.
it's like, I don't know that I want to be in a room with some, with like see it live because A, like the smell,
But
because it's like there was a smell with mine. I mean, because it is, it's just like dead skin,
yeah.
dead pieces of your body, like inside,
Well, and it's like
Yeah,
that.
it's gonna
Yeah.
smell funky.
Blah.
Like I don't want to have to smell that. I think that's why it's like on TV, I'm just like, oh yeah, I imagine that probably smells pretty gross, and I'm glad I don't have to smell it. But it was just, it just cracked me up that there were like four other nurses in there, like, can I watch?
I'm both
That's what
like
I'm judging. I'm judging you
excited.
people.
Yeah. I'm
I'm
both
judging you
excited that
people
they were
because you're
excited to see this thing, but then I'm like, ew. Ew.
It was just funny to me. Because no, and then my mom's over here like, I'm so jealous. Video it. I'm like, Mom, I'm not asking them to video this for you. I'm not doing it. But it was like, I did want to see it, like when it was done. And then she was like, oh, I already threw it away. And I was like, damn it. Because I did want to look at it. I wanted to see how much was in there.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it felt like it was like maybe like just slightly smaller than a ping pong ball. I mean, it was
It's pretty big, yeah.
because she's like, oh, this goes deeper than what I thought. Yeah, that's why I like feels like I've like got something sitting on my neck, But now it still feels kind of twingy because she glued it back together. I didn't get stitches, and she glued it, and now I've got like this sticky Steri strip on it, and it's pinching like whenever I move a certain way. But
But
so yeah.
soon you'll be all done and it'll
Yeah, and she's
all
like,
go
well, you're
away
gonna
and
have
you're
a
like, oh.
scar, and I'm like, I don't
It's
care
like,
about a scar.
oh no, my brother will point out a scar now.
Right. I'm like, please, have you seen the scars on my legs from like where I've scratched and killed mosquito bites? Like, no, I don't care about scars. Scars, nah, whatever. I don't care about scars. It was just this giant knot on my back that made me look like like baby Quasimodo over here. I mean,
Igor.
yeah, like seriously. Anyway, but yeah, my judge was like those nurses are like, can I come in and watch? And I'm just like, y'all are sick. I want to see it in person.
Yeah, oh
Like,
my goodness.
I feel like there's a line for me, and that's my line. Like, and I get it, they work in the medical field. It's probably like
No, and
it probably is fascinating to them.
I mean, I get it. I've been like the weird, oh hey, can I show you off to, this medical student who's here so they'll know what to, I've been like
Right,
that or
right,
whatever,
right.
and I'm like, all right, I guess it's fine. Oh, you all want to listen to my heart? Okay, that's fine. Let's just tag team. It'd be great. Here we go.
Right.
But like, ew.
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 I
I guess to me it'd be like, hey, can I get in on your colonoscopy? Can I just come in and watch them shove a camera up your ass? Yeah.
Right.
No, please. That feels a
Think
little
it was
intrusive.
like
That's to me
bizarre for
it's the
me
same thing.
too.
You're like, you want to
Because
watch
it's like,
someone put a thing up my ass? It's gonna come out covered in poo because I mean, you're
It was
taking.
also weird for me too because it's like I couldn't see anything. Like I have no idea what's going on. It's like I don't know. So.
Did they ask you? Did they keep being like, "Are you okay?"
Yes.
And you're like, "I'll let you know if I'm not."
Yeah.
Like,
Yep.
I'll be sure to let you know if I feel
Do you feel
woozy.
anything? Are you feeling anything? Nope. Not feeling anything. I'm
Because when
good.
I had the next one on or whatever, and when they were putting it in, like, I swear she asked me like 7 times, "Everything okay?" And I'm like, "Do I
Yeah.
look like gray or something? Do you think I'm gonna?" I mean, like, I can't
Right.
see it.
Right.
It's
Yeah.
fine. It doesn't hurt because you numbed it. So
Right.
I don't. I'm fine. We're just made of stronger stuff, I guess, Claire.
I guess. But even then, she
It's
was like, this is probably
hilarious.
gonna hurt when I numb it. And I mean, it was. It was like a little
Yes, the
pinch, you
numbing
know?
shit is because it's like a sharp, it's very sharp. And you're like, I mean, I know that this keeps it from being bad, but also, can I get something to
Right.
numb the numbing stuff? Like,
Right. Well,
let's
because
just
it's
like.
always like, and they say this, and it's true. Like the needle going in is really not as bad as when the medicine enters. Like that burns like a motherfucker sometimes. You're like, oh
You're
God.
like, okay. And it feels like a sting because of the burn.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it was. It felt like I was being stung by something. And she did that like 3 times. And then they waited for about like a minute and a half. And then she was like poking it. And I was like,
Like,
no,
can
I
you
can't.
feel this?
Yeah. I'm like, no, I can't. And
Like,
she's
if I
like,
punch it,
okay.
can you feel this?
Right. I'm just like, nope. And she's like, you'll probably be bruised a little bit tomorrow. And I'm like, yeah, because you cut into me. Yeah, I
That's fair.
figured.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. But then it was like right after that, somebody came up and like was talking to me and then patted me like right on it. And I was like, oh God, don't touch me.
Yeah, no.
And they're like, what? And I'm like, ugh. You know, I was like right on it. It was like when you got a sunburn and somebody slaps your back and you're like, Never fails.
Never.
Never fails. I was like, ah. Anyway. So yeah, that was my experience with my little medical procedure this last
That
week.
is an excellent judge,
I
because obviously there is
had
a
an
whole population of people out there, and many of them may be listening to us right now, being like, "I totally want to see that."
Right.
It's
I had an impromptu audience of other nurses.
that's a whole new form of entertainment that I didn't
It
realize we needed,
was.
but here we are.
And they were like, oh my God, look at that. And I'm like, I want to see it because it's mine. And then they threw it away and I didn't even get to see it.
No. Well,
Anyway, so. But from what they said, for just like TMI, whatever, it wasn't oozy or runny. It was chunky. So it was like coming
Ugh.
out in like pieces.
That's
You're
worse. That's worse. Like, no.
It wasn't pussy.
It
We'll put it
just,
that way.
there are a few words that I want to hear in a conversation.
I
Chunky is a word that I never want to hear in connection to anything with your body. Like, I don't want anything coming out. Well, it came out kind of chunky. There's nothing positive. There's no good things. It's like, well, it came out chunky. Oh, good. Blah. 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 And on that note, Claire, what story have you brought us this week for museums? We're gonna go from oozy pussy chunky to a lovely conversation about museums. Oh my God.
Well, I'm going to be talking about several different museums in Kentucky
Okay.
that could allegedly are haunted or have
Ooh.
hauntings around them.
That's fair. It's fair.
Yeah. I got my sources from Wikipedia, Only in Your State, HardinKYHistory.org. And there was another one that I forgot to write down. It was KentuckyHauntedHouses.com. Okay, first one is right in my backyard, basically. It is the Hardin County History Museum,
Yay.
which is right downtown in Hardin County, right downtown E Town.
Ooh.
And apparently, it opened in 2003. Used to be, well, I guess, a long time ago, because I moved here in 2006. So I don't know. Used to be the Hardin County Public Library. I'm not sure when
Oh,
that
okay.
stopped. Not sure when that stopped.
Was it a Carnegie? Is it a Carnegie building?
I think so.
Because a lot, I swear, every place I've worked, the library started off as a Carnegie library. Because, you know, back in the day, the billionaires used to put their name on stuff for the public, like libraries, instead of, you
Okay.
know, shooting
It might
rockets
have
to space.
been. It
But
might have been.
almost always you outgrow that because the town itself grows, so you need something much bigger. But so
Yeah,
they
like the
get turned
building.
into like art centers or history. Like the one in
Yep.
Lexington is a history museum now, so.
Okay. But yeah, this one's not a very big building, so that's probably why they turned it into a history museum. It opened in 2003, and they collect documents and artifacts, memorabilia that tells the story of the history of Hardin County. And since, you know, Hardin County is so close to like Abraham Lincoln's birthplace,
Right.
there is a lot of stuff in there with like people who are related to Abraham Lincoln or like Abraham Lincoln in Hardin County,
I'm
stuff
sorry.
like that.
That shit cracks me up to no end because I'm like, at what point do we agree that you are removed enough that it doesn't matter? Because, like, my parents went
Right.
to the Appalachia, Museum of Appalachia, or something that's in Tennessee. And they were telling me, one, it's actually much cooler than it was when I was five and we went, which I don't remember,
Right.
but whatever. But one of the things that they have now is they have the log cabin that Mark Twain's parents lived in. Not Mark Twain, was not born there, but his parents lived there. And I'm like, at what point do we just agree that, like,
Wow.
what, whatever, sorry.
I know.
It's just a weird thing that I've noticed. Like, okay. I'm glad that the cousin of Abraham Lincoln had this piece of pottery with his name
Well,
on it or
apparently
something.
his stepmother
Oh, stepmom.
is from Hardin County. 'Cause my boss plays her in the walking tour in the summertime.
That cracks me up. His stepmother. I mean, no offense. They were really close. Maybe they were super close, and she was really his mother, basically growing up.
Well,
But
because his
also,
mother, his biological mom died when he was really young, and so it was like
but I'm
she's the one
also
that you know as his mom, Sarah Lincoln.
sure. Okay. Cool. Not biologically related, but there we go.
See?
Cool. Cool story. Cool story, bro.
Anyway, yeah, like I said, it's
Love it.
located
Love it.
downtown E-Town, and we actually have a story about it in the ghost walk that
What?
the theater does.
Tell me
But
more.
I'm gonna read you the story that we
Ooh,
have in the ghost walk. Did not write this. I don't know. I think somebody from like the historical society wrote this like
oh,
ages
that's
ago.
fair.
You know,
Well, we'll claim them.
that bequeathed the ghost walk to us, and
Is now yours?
it now belongs to the Playhouse. Anyway. But this one was entitled Man in the Brown Suit.
Really?
Says, yeah.
That's an Agatha Christie novel.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah. Well, this has nothing to do with
No.
Agatha
No,
Christie.
I'm just sitting here being like, way to steal something that already exists, but keep going.
They might have, who knows? Anyway, so this is the story of the ghost at the Hardin County History Museum. The old Hardin County Public Library, now a museum detailing the history of Elizabethtown and the surrounding area, may well be the eternal home of the man in the brown suit. Mr. Christopher Frazier, a once prosperous businessman who purchased the building in the 1860s, was a well-dressed man always known to wear a brown suit while conducting business. Kind and hardworking, Mr. Frazier usually arrived early and stayed late. And in addition to his brown suit, he always had a smile for his employees and customers. But fate was not as kind as Mr. Frazier, and on August 7th, 1869, his building and many others surrounding it burned to the ground in an accidental loft fire, which started at the Eagle House stable, once located directly behind this building. Mr. Frazier could only watch as his fortune went up in flames, and he died penniless years later. Of course, there were soon rebuilding efforts, and Christopher Frazier's place of business eventually became the Hardin County History Museum. But some say that Christopher Frazier still works here. On at least two different occasions, the secretarial staff has witnessed occurrences of a man in a brown suit. During one of these occasions, a local man needed some papers signed, but the secretary advised that they were alone and she did not have the authority to sign them. The local man asked about the gentleman in the back, to which the secretary replied that there was no one else there. The local man insisted that he had just seen a man in a brown suit exit the bathroom and walk down the hall. Upon inspection, no trace of the mysterious figure was found. On another occasion, a different secretary stooped to pick up a fallen item. When she stood up, she saw a man in a brown suit standing in the doorway, smiling. She ran out of the building screaming to let one of her co-workers know there was someone in the building. The two of them searched high and low, but found no one. However, it may be that Christopher Frazier is not the only person who haunts this building. In 2012, ghost hunters from the Sci-Fi Channel visited this location after reports of checkers moving by themselves on the game board and strange whispers advising some to get out. The team found that an old Ku Klux Klan uniform was on display not far from a slave identification medallion. The show advised the museum that it could be the cause of a great many disturbances in the museum, not long after the uniform was removed from the premises. Since that time, it seemed that disturbances have ceased, for now. How long until the angry spirit speaks again? And when might the man in the brown suit catch another unsuspecting eye? Perhaps you can find out with a visit to the museum, but you might want to wait until the daylight hours.
Hmm.
Anyway.
I always find it heartbreaking to think that, as a ghost, I'm going to be trapped at my job.
Right.
I mean, like, I had a coworker who, at one of the libraries, she would be like, you know, I'm never going to leave here. She's like, I'm going to die here, and then I'm going to haunt this place. Like, you want to be at work for all eternity?
No.
Like, I mean, I'm glad that you like your job a lot, but also, like, no, pass. I want to go somewhere way more interesting than where I work. Thank you.
Right. Like, well, no. I want to haunt my home or somewhere more fun. You know, it's
I want to pick somewhere like really, actually, I will tell you where I pick, but I won't tell you till I get to my story.
Okay. But anyway, you know, I want to, yeah, I don't want to haunt my job. That's dumb.
God, can you imagine having to watch people like weed signs for all eternity? You'd be like, oh,
no.
My God.
No.
You're just standing there going, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. I know. I just start knocking shit off the table. Like, squeegees flying,
Lord,
exactos flying at people's faces. Just, you're doing it wrong. There's so many dangerous objects where I work. But anyway, so allegedly haunted, you know, mm-hmm. The history museum is haunted, and they do every Halloween they'll do like a free haunted house. People come through, cool. And people will talk about like spooky shit happening, like while, because haunted houses just like asking for spooky shit to go down.
It's fair. That's fair.
It is fair. The next place in Kentucky that is haunted is the Henry Clay Estate called Ashland.
It is. I volunteered there for a hot second to be a
did
tour
you really?
Guide. I did.
I don't think I knew that.
I didn't do it for very long because it didn't really fit in my schedule. So. Mm. But, like, I did all, like, the training and stuff and was, it was, like, a little tour guide. But they, nice. I remember them telling us, it was, like, me and one other person that was doing it. They're like, yeah, if you're in here alone.
You'll probably see something.
I mean, it's haunted. It's not, like, scary.
Right,
the way they
right.
said that, I was like, but is it?
And I'm like,
it is.
Really?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, he'll just walk through the room while you're there. And like, excuse me, what?
You're like, wait. Go Sorry. Rewind that. Go
Could you
back.
Repeat that a little slower. You know.
Yeah.
No. So tell me more, because I don't know how much they told me.
Right. So it's in Lexington, Kentucky. It's the main house. The outbuildings and the formal gardens are now a museum open to the public.
And it's lovely.
Little background about Henry Clay. He was an American lawyer and statesman who represented Kentucky in the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives. He was the 7th House Speaker and the 9th Secretary of State. He unsuccessfully ran for president in 1824, 1832, and 1844.
Never a quitter, that guy.
Yeah. Yep. He's like, I'm going to keep on keeping on. He had the nickname of the Great Compromiser, and he died in 1852 at the age of 75 of tuberculosis. And he was the first person to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda.
I did know that. I remember that. I almost remember all of this because I had to memorize it.
Right.
It's forgotten most of it, let's be real.
To be the tour guide? Yeah, probably. Ashland is actually considered one of the most haunted places in Lexington and is actually haunted by Henry Clay himself. And they say that his apparition has been spotted like numerous times.
Well, according to them, he just walks through the room sometimes.
Yeah. And it's like in the original Red Parlor room, which they said is currently staged as Henry Clay's study. And it's just said that he's described as having white hair and dressed in a black frock coat. And it's like, yeah, he'll either be seen just like walking through the room, or he is seen leaning against the mantel at the fireplace. And it's like possibly looking at the mementos of his achievements displayed across the top of the mantle. And it's
like, damn,
wow.
Dude. Like, can you just tone it down a little? Yeah, you were really cool, I guess, of the day, but whoa, humble. Get some humbleness.
I know.
Because
I know, right?
I feel like maybe that's the thing. You walk in, you see him looking at all the stuff, and you go, yes. You achieved a lot, but you weren't ever president, so hold on to that.
Right. But also, I'm like, he didn't die there.
No.
Why is his ghost there?
He liked it. It was his home.
I guess, yeah.
You know, you have favorite places.
I mean, that's fair.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure
he died
been...
in Washington. He died in Washington.
Right.
So, but he wasn't at home when he died. But also, I'm like, I mean, if you're going
to
be
a
ghost.
Kentucky was in his heart, Claire. He had to
apparently.
Go to his old Kentucky home.
Yes, he did. He had to go back to his old Kentucky home.
I
That's
love
fair.
It. Love.
But yeah, there have been multiple sightings. It's more than just one person.
Well, I mean,
and...
I will say that when I did, I mean, this has been several years ago, but like the person who oversaw all of the volunteers, which is what I was doing.
Right.
And then like the head curator guy, like they were telling us, it's like, no, it is haunted. It's really not that scary, though. And you're like, I don't believe you.
I don't believe you. Like, could you imagine the first time you, like, you finally saw it, and you're like, what?
But they, I mean, he's basically like, it's fine, like, during the day, because there's usually people in and around, so, like, it doesn't really happen. It's, like, when you're closing up, or if you're here catching up on stuff, and I'm like, I want people with me when I see it, do you understand? I don't want to be alone and be like,
right. This
so.
Weird ass man,
but like,
like,
I mean,
just walking
they talked
through.
About it very matter of factly, so like, apparently they were super, they'd had a lot of experiences, so I 100%
yes.
Believe all of that, because they were like, yeah.
And even on the one website that I looked at, I mean, there were people who were like, I've seen it. Or, like, and they even, some of them were even talking about other things they'd seen, like, shadow figures on the lawn, like, dressed in, at night, like, dressed in, like, old-timey clothes. They could tell, but it was just, like, they were just black. Like,
Blech.
There was, it wasn't even like they were, like, people in shadow. It was just, like, you know, I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. So, I don't know if there's other people haunting that, but Henry Clay himself does haunt that place. Anyway. So, yeah. And the last place I'm talking about, which I'm just, like... I kind of want to go there, but then I don't, because it's just like,
what?
Oh shit.
What? Tell me.
The International Paranormal Museum and Research Center.
What?
The International Paranormal Museum and Research Center.
Where is that?
Somerset.
No.
Yes. It is in the, you're talking about Carnegie. It is in
the
basement of the Carnegie Community Art Center in the basement.
So, I mean, that's where you want to, I mean, I guess you have to choose basement or attic if you're gonna be a paranormal,
right.
Whatever.
But
so, okay,
there were talks, and then nothing specific, but it talked about how the building itself was, there were like hauntings in the building, like other parts of the building. But the museum part, which I kind of want to go here, but then a part of me is like, I kind of don't.
Well, we're gonna go.
This sounds like just another like extension of like the Warrens. This sounds like
oh my
they're...
god, in Somerset, Claire, we're going.
Yes.
When
yes.
Whichever holiday I come home for, we're just gonna
like,
drive to
going.
Somerset and knock on the door and be like, medicine.
Right. The building is reportedly haunted. The museum features a Bigfoot display with
yes.
casts cast of footprints, and some of them were actually found in Kentucky. Cursed dolls, which, ew.
We hate those.
Yes,
so much.
Those are the worst. The worst. A toy is displayed that was found in the hands of a child who died in a fire, which I'm like, why? And there are reports of hearing sounds of crying around this doll.
Well, fair.
Right. The guy who, I guess, the curator of this museum, there's this one object he doesn't even want to touch. It's a 100-year-old voodoo doll.
No.
Which actually looks like an ugly doll. Not gonna lie.
Oh, okay.
It kind of reminds me of your ugly doll.
My Chiro.
I know, yeah. There is a mannequin that's there that allegedly moved throughout the store where it was displayed. Didn't say which store it was displayed at, but like all the employees were like, this thing fucking moved by itself. Nobody touched it.
I would quit so hard. I'd be like, look, these are your options. Get rid of the mannequin this very moment. Like, remove it from the building, or I am quitting right now. I will never
come
back.
And it's one of those mannequins that looks like a real person.
Blech.
That's got like the hair.
Blech.
Like, it's not one that's like, you know, like the mannequins at my job are just like, there's no face. It's
right.
Like white, bald. Like, there's no distress. Like, this one has got like the face, the makeup, the hair. And I mean, it looks like a real person.
Nope. Pass. Pass. Yeah. Pass.
Yeah. But anyway, there are times where you are actually encouraged to bring your own like paranormal detection equipment, like EMF detectors and stuff like that, to see if you can catch any activity on your own. But yeah. In Somerset.
In Somerset. What a weird thing. And I'm pretty sure my parents have never been to that museum. I wonder if we could go as a family outing. Mom and Dad, you love museums. Let's go here.
Right. Right, 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 right. And you're just like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know.
Had no idea that it ever existed. Wow. Okay.
No. Mm-mm. Nope, nope, nope. Did not. And also, I didn't look up this one, like, a lot, but also, just to like, I don't think this one's, it probably is haunted just because of what is stored there.
Okay.
But there is a ventriloquist museum.
Oh God. Oh, I know. In
Fort Mitchell, Kentucky.
In fact, Adrienne went with like, she was trying to get a group of people to go to see it. And I'm like,
you're like,
if I lived in Kentucky, I would
hell
say, oh, hell
no.
It's like, no,
hell to
absolutely
no.
Not. That's just asking to be possessed by a demon. And
I mean,
what?
100%.
Not doing that.
Because you're just like, some of these little ventriloquist dummies have got to be.
Well, my brother had like the Charlie McCarthy doll.
Oh,
like,
really?
It existed in our house. I'm pretty sure it disappeared because, you know, it probably just got up and walked away because possessed. But creepy, creepy things.
But yeah, just as a little shout out, there is a, for you people who like that kind of thing, there is a ventriloquist museum in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky that probably has some kind of bad juju attached to it.
Almost certainly.
Ventriloquist dummies have always freaked me out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
yes.
you, Goosebumps. Thank you, Goosebumps. Thank you, Slappy from Goosebumps.
You know, I never
saying.
Watched or read any of those books. Like, I don't know anything about them. Like, that was not my childhood. I just wasn't into specifically Goosebumps, other things.
Yeah.
But so, like, not my childhood, still terrified. Still find them creepy AF.
Right.
Because, ew.
Ew,
it's
indeed.
Talking. It has
right.
Its own mind. Ew.
And it wasn't, and like, there were other books I think I read as a child that were not specifically Goosebumps that had that trope with, like,
but
some kind of ventriloquist something that was alive and like, no thank you.
Mm-mm.
No thank you.
Mm-mm.
So anyway, those are my creepy museums that are in Kentucky. Go visit them and
amazing.
Possibly go see some ghosties or learn about some ghosts.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. Ugh.
Anyway, that's my museum story.
Very good. I liked that. I'm fascinated. I'm so fascinated that this museum exists in Somerset, like of all places. It's like, oh hey, it's 20 minutes from where you live. And also good
I
use of
know
the
when I came, I
Carnegie
was like,
Building.
wait, what? I know. Like, I don't know what else goes on in that building, but the fact that this is like in the basement, I'm like, say what now? Because it's
And
like
just
it's a community art center. So I'm like, is this a theater? Because I'm like, why are all theaters haunted? Because they are for whatever reason.
well, and because people, my theory is that people donate random stuff, or like as a theater, you get lots of random stuff for shows, and that
True.
stuff is haunted. And so it just kind of
You know what
holds on
though?
to it.
And I will say this because I know this for a fact. HCP has gotten clothes for like costumes, like period looking stuff that people have donated that's been their parents that have passed. And it's like if there's any kind of spirit attached to those clothes or whatever, or props, it's like, yeah. And you store those props in the said theater and it's, yeah. So, which the same with these museums. I mean, you get shit that the object can be haunted, which also I'm like, why are we still hanging on to Ku Klux Klan uniforms?
Well, and whose bright idea was to put that near a slave medallion? I'm like,
No
guys.
idea.
Like, just. Okay,
Why? Yeah,
whatever.
I know.
They
Like,
don't
come
ask
on.
us. They should, because we know. We're
No.
better, but.
No,
They
no.
don't ask us.
No, they don't. Anyway.
Hear
So yeah,
you.
go find some creepy museums near you. You might have a paranormal museum near where you live.
You don't
If
know if you
you're
don't
not
look.
in Kentucky, you might have one. Just Google it. I'm sure you'll find it. Or go to Somerset and check out that one.
No kidding.
Go see this 100-year-old voodoo doll. That's was cr I was like, oh my God, that looks.
No,
I wouldn't want
pass.
to touch that either.
I love when there's a thing, it's like, and I don't want to touch it. You're like, what? Why does it exist here?
I know. Like that right there was
Like,
like, this belongs in the Warren's Museum, I
well,
feel like.
and
Like,
I'm
ooh.
like, so in library land, if you work at a library and you're walking through the shelves and you see a book that is so disgusting you don't even want to touch it, you throw that away. So
Right.
if a thing comes in, it's like, and you're so terrified by it that you don't want to touch it, you burn that shit. You get rid of it. You bury it in a pit. You do something. 'Cause, like, no.
Right.
Whatever. That was great, Claire. Thank you. All
You're welcome.
right. So, for my museum, I bring to you the place that I would choose to haunt if I were a ghost.
Oh, okay.
I bring to you the Haunted Louvre.
There's so much shit in there. It better be haunted. That's all I gotta say.
So I got all of my information from Amazing Museum News, medievalist.net, Grunge, and a really bizarre website called Adequate Travel. And I'm like,
Adequate travel.
adequate? I'm like, it's
It's
adequate. I'm like,
adequate.
oh God, what a bizarre way to like position yourself
Right.
in the travel world. But yeah, it was fine. It
Right.
was fine. So a little bit of background on the Louvre, just so that you have some knowledge. It is the largest museum in the world.
Yeah, because we couldn't find our way out of it.
Sortie!
Sortie,
Sortie!
where is the exit?
Lord. So it was constructed in the 12th century around 1190 AD or AC. No, B, you know, CE. That's what it is now. CE, Common Era. 1190 CE.
Gotcha.
And it was initially built as a fortress to try and protect the people of France from the Vikings. In the 1300s, it kind of got rebuilt and became a royal palace for the monarchy. And they stayed there until Louis XIV moved the palace to Versailles in 1682. Now, when he did that, basically this building fell into disrepair, kind of fell apart, became like
Yeah.
colloquially referred to as the ruins, like just random people squatted there. And then around the French Revolution, which was 1789, the Royal Academy of Painting and Sculpture decided that the Louvre should be the place to showcase all of the nation's masterpieces. So they decided to turn it into a museum. And it officially became a museum in 1793. And even from its very early beginnings, people claimed that it was haunted, which, fair, it was a fortress. It had a dungeon, and lots of people died there in horrendous, horrific ways. And also, the monarchy was not super great. Anyone remember the Domitys? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, everybody was bad.
They were terrible. They were pretty awful.
So other things also kind of happened there. So it became a museum in 1793. A large part of its collection in the beginning was stuff that was stolen from other places by Napoleon's army, because Napoleon.
Right.
It also ended up being used by the Nazis during World War II to store all of their stolen goods that they stole from people that they murdered.
Right.
So basically, lots of bad things happened here. And now it is the largest museum in the world. It has entire tombs housed in it that have been moved there, which sounds like a terrible idea, by the way.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like that was a smart move.
No. And the reason why I would choose the Louvre to haunt is that if you spend, I mean, there's so much stuff there, that if you spend 30 seconds only looking at each art piece in that museum, it would take you 100 days to see everything. And that is no meals, no sleep, no breaks.
Just straight through.
Yeah, 30 seconds at each thing.
Damn.
And that's no time at all.
Right.
So I'm like, I could haunt here forever. And I mean, there's so much stuff that's like in storage on top of all of that you could haunt.
And also, if it's as haunted as they say it is, you would have all kinds of ghosty friends.
It's true. I mean, I don't know that I want all of these ghosty friends. Some of the things, there were really only three main ghosts that they talk about, but like some of the like minor little things that people claim are horrifying.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, there's that. I also feel like I would finally, because I'd have all eternity, I'd finally master French. So,
there you go.
You know, it's a win.
There you go.
And since I have been there in real life, I can go there as a ghost. I think those are the rules. That's what I've
because
decided.
You have been there.
That's
it's
my
not
rules.
Just a place you've never been. Yeah.
Right. I feel like you have to go somewhere. But maybe not. Maybe we can be like free range ghosts and just kind of
free range ghosts
around. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the rules yet. But the first ghost I'm going to talk to you about was known as the Butcher of the Louvre.
Ooh.
His name...
a bad dude.
He was a bad dude. His name was Jean... I did not look this up. Lecoeur? I don't know. His name was Jean.
Jean,
he
okay.
worked for Queen Catherine de' Medici in the 16th century, so you know this isn't going to be good.
No, not at all.
He started off life as a butcher, you know, as of animals.
As a, like, actual butcher.
An actual butcher. But he had such a cruel, bloodthirsty streak that Catherine knew that she could really indulge him by turning him into essentially her torturer. I don't know what you call the head torturer in the dungeon or whatever. And
damn.
So he really enjoyed torturing and like flaying his victims, which is horrendous.
Ew.
And was given the nickname Jack the Skinner. Blah. Blah.
That's horrifying.
Yes, it is. Medieval times were not
just
a time.
Just imagine
to live.
Being the type of person that is your favorite pastime.
It's like, I love to skin the flesh off of humans
ew.
As they scream in agony. What the hell is wrong with you?
Right, like what kind of sociopath do you have to be? Ew.
But so,
yuck.
Catherine.
That's so disturbing.
It is very disturbing. It's, yes. But she used him to kill her enemies, both personal and political. And at one point she
Because why get
decided,
your hands dirty?
well, no, you can't. You're the queen. You can't get your hands
When,
dirty.
yeah, right, I know. It's like,
I'm just trying to understand why just killing someone isn't sufficient. Why do we have to torture them before they die?
right.
That's that. I'm like, what? Whatever. Very
I think
grateful I don't live then.
that was like my biggest puppet show was that the Tudors.
Oh God, I couldn't
Some of the
watch so
scenes
much
in
of it.
that
It's
were
too
just
much.
like, right?
It's too much for
Some of the
me.
scenes in that were like so brutal. And I'm like, you, I'm like, just chop their head off, man. Like,
Like, we don't need to boil them alive, okay? You
we
don't
don't
need to
need to
do that.
like shove hot pokers up their anus
No.
or rip their fingernails out. Like,
Nope.
just
None of these things.
behead them, or, you know, make it swift and quick. What is wrong with that? Like, be done with it. I don't understand. I'm like
No.
you. I'm like, just be done
No.
with it.
But so he, of course, became much too dangerous because he knew too many secrets about the royal family. So
Okay, I see where this is going. All right, all right.
she had him executed.
Did she torture him first, or did she just execute him?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't really say. I didn't go into it
Okay.
because I didn't want to know, quite honestly. I didn't want
You're
to know
like,
any of
I
this.
don't need, you're like, I don't need to know that.
But I'm gonna guess there was some torture involved because he was pretty pissed about the whole thing, which fair. So he ended up cursing the French royals, who at that point still lived there because it was a palace.
I mean, fair. Like, he did all their dirty work, and then you're gonna betray his ass? Like, that's dirty.
I agree, but I'm also like, dude, you should have stayed just a butcher. Like,
That's fair too. Yeah.
you didn't need to take on this line of work.
Right, right.
And they say that it is because of this curse that there were so many French royals who died in unusual circumstances after that. So basically, anyone who died after that is like, oh, it's the curse.
I
Now, his
mean,
ghost still haunts the Tuileries Gardens, which is part of the Louvre complex. It's the part that's still in what would have been the palace when it was a palace. And he's recognizable because he's always wearing red attire, which I guess it's a good thing to wear red if you're covered in blood all the time. Why do I know?
right.
And so he is referred to as the Red Man of the Tuileries. So people have seen him just walking through the trees, but sometimes he,
That's not creepy at all.
no, sometimes he'll whisper threats to visitors. So you just hear him whispering.
Ew. Ew.
And even Napoleon, when he was there, claimed to have seen the Red Man of the Tuileries. So he there. He's real. He angry. Don't be French royalty and you'll probably be all right. But
Right.
the second ghost that I'm going to talk about is the cursed mummy of the Louvre.
Ew.
The mummy's name is Belphegor, which I love, by the way. What a great name.
I know. I'm like,
It is an Egyptian mummy that was brought to the Louvre in the 19th century by a French archaeologist who had discovered the tomb and is said to have been cursed and brought misfortunes upon any who possessed it or even looked at it. So the archaeologist, of
well.
course, died soon after returning to Paris with the mummy. But no one paid any attention. They're like, oh, just bad luck on his part. So they, of course, displayed him. Because that's what you do. And that was
Oops.
a poor life choice because at
Yeah.
night, he leaves his sarcophagus and roams the corridors.
What?
Those who have seen the mummy say that he has black, wrinkled skin, sunken eyes,
Ew.
and sharp teeth. And the
Like a
security
vampire.
guards, this is right? He just maybe just has some sharpish teeth. Yeah, I don't know. But security guards are the one who see him most often. They see him roaming
Ew.
the corridors at night.
No, thank you. No thanks.
Some say that they have felt his icy breath on their necks because
Oh no.
he'll sneak up behind them. And I'm like,
Nope.
pass.
Right. It's like, no, thank you. I'm out.
The story was later turned into like a novel and a TV series, which I think is where the name Belphegor comes from. I don't think that was the actual mummy's name. I think it just
Right,
kind of
right.
got renamed that from the book and the TV series. So,
Okay.
because Belphegor
Like,
does not
that
didn't really
doesn't sound
sound
Egyptian.
new.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like it. Belphegor.
I know. It sounds almost like he's one of the three wise men.
He does. I had that same thought, actually. Okay, ghost number three. The soldier who terrifies the Louvre.
So all these are like really like creepy bad guys. Okay, cool.
So
These aren't like nice ghosts. Okay.
this one is slightly complicated, I guess. Not
Okay.
really bad, but kind of
Not
creepy
okay.
in a different way.
Okay.
So the soldier's name is Pierre. He was a Napoleonic soldier who died in the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. Now, he was a great admirer of Napoleon, like absolutely loved Napoleon in a way that is really uncomfortable.
Okay, gotcha.
And
Little
like,
bit more, a little bit more than a fan. Like
yeah,
he
well,
was
let's go obsessed, because
okay.
like his dying wish was to be able to see the portrait of Napoleon that was at the Louvre at the time.
Okay.
But he never
Not
got to
even not
see
even
it.
to meet Napoleon, just to see his picture.
I guess. Maybe he just,
Okay.
you know. Or maybe it was like that was just one of the things he wanted to do. He was like, I'd really like to see that portrait. But if you know, he died. He didn't get to. And so he never got to fulfill his wish to see this master portrait of
Yeah.
Napoleon, his idol or
Right.
whatever. But his spirit, of course, could not be contained and managed to travel to the Louvre, where it remains. He stayed there and is
Okay.
often seen in the room or in the gallery room where Napoleon's portrait is hung. And he's always wearing
Wow.
his blue and white uniform. Now, sometimes visitors will see him and he will greet them with like a military salute. But other times, people will come in and see him weeping in front of the portrait.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, this feels like a lot.
Right.
Fun side fact to know, Napoleon actually renamed the Louvre to Musée Napoleon while he was the reigning emperor, because he
Of
thought a
course
lot
he
of
did.
himself. And he decided that the Mona Lisa needed to be rehung in his private bedroom so that only he could view it. So I don't know,
Ew.
whatever.
That's cringy. I'm
So
sorry.
I'm
That's
like,
just like
right,
cringy.
I'm with you. But like, now I'm going, Napoleon, not so great. So Pierre is so obsessed with Napoleon that he for all eternity is in the room with Napoleon's portrait. And I'm like, dude, this is stalker level shit.
I mean, this I'm beyond stalker.
And
Don't you
like, he's just like there, and people see him. People will think that
forever.
he's like a in costume, and then they're like, oh, he's
Oh, like
not
no.
really here. Okay. So those are the three main ghosts that people see and interact with and have experienced. But there have been some other creepy things that have occurred at the Louvre. Visitors will claim that they can feel a heavy presence when they're viewing some of the artwork, which, fair.
Yes, I
Lots
mean.
of reports of strange sounds, creepy shadows that shouldn't be there,
Right.
and odd lights by visitors and staff. There is a woman in white, because there has to be one at every haunted place.
I mean, serious. Or gray. White or gray.
Sometimes
That's
both. Sometimes you have
Yes.
both, you know.
Yeah.
They think that she may have been a nun, because there was a period of time in which, like, a monastery was on the grounds or part of the grounds or nearby
Okay.
or something. So she is seen, like, wandering the galleries, enjoying the art, I think, which I'm like, hey, that's me as a ghost. I'm gonna
Right.
what I want. Sometimes people will report hearing mysterious music playing in the halls, but there's nothing there. There's no music. There's nothing to make music. People
Like,
will
oops.
hear voices or laughter coming from rooms that end up being empty when they get there, and that's creepy.
Yeah.
One guard, which I'm sure he quit the next day, witnessed a ghost in full body armor just suddenly appearing in what was once the throne room.
Oh
And I'm
no.
like, pass?
Yeah, like, oh, no thanks.
Did I send you pictures? Did I ever
You
send
did.
it?
You
Okay, good.
emailed me. Yeah.
One couple took a picture of what looked like just a cool bird statue and caught this creepy, demonic, shadowy thing behind it that I'm like, pass, pass,
Yeah, that
pass.
pass indeed.
And
That
then
too.
the creepiest thing that I read was a couple found a dollhouse, like an elaborate, really beautiful dollhouse in the middle of one of the corridors. Like it wasn't protected, it was just sitting there. And inside of it was the carving of a child that looked so realistic but had a warped and contorted smile. And like a couple of other people saw it too, but then when they went to ask someone about it because it wasn't being protected, it wasn't
Yeah.
there. It
It just
disappeared.
disappeared. Oh
And
God.
I'm
No, no,
like,
no.
no. Hard pass. Blah, blah.
Blah, indeed.
Now, there is some creepy art that you can see at the Louvre. I'm included just a couple of my faves,
Yeah, I see this.
including the Statue of Death from Saint Innocent Cemetery, which once stood, like the statue once stood in Saint Innocent Cemetery in Paris, which was a location for mass graves that was used from the High Middle Ages until 1780, when they had to close it due to overuse. So, like,
Noted.
ew, ew.
You indeed.
Also, the creepy corpse of Joanna of Bourbon, who is Catherine de Medici's grandmother.
Ew.
So, and that's apparently is part of her whole
Is
tomb is
that like
there.
worms? Is that like worms crawling out
So,
of her?
yes, so it shows Joanna looking kind of serene while her entrails are and worms are spilling out of her desiccated body. Like, it's quite disturbing, really. And then one of my favorites, the guy with a knife in his head. Saint Peter was a celebrated Dominican inquisitor who preached extensively in Italy against something called the Cathars. I've never heard of this. But he was really good at his job and managed to convert many Cathars back to being Catholic.
Yeah.
And so apparently after poaching a lot of the followers, you know, bringing them back to the Catholic fold, they weren't very happy, so they hired The Cathars hired an assassin to kill him. And so just outside of Milan, the assassin split Peter's head with an axe. But Peter, being the dedicated guy that he was, managed to recite the Apostles' Creed and write the first parts of the Nicene Creed in his blood before dying. And that is what is portrayed in that painting.
Wow, he was dedicated.
Oh my God. All right.
That's crazy.
And my final fun fact, this isn't haunted, but it's a fun fact, and I had to share,
Yes.
is that 1911, the Louvre saw probably the most famous lo-fi art heist in history when the Mona Lisa was stolen. Did you know the Mona Lisa was stolen?
Yes, I did know that.
Did you know that Vincenzo Perugia, who was an employee at the museum, or had formerly been an employee at the museum, came in one day and hid in a closet until like the next morning. He puts on a uniform so that he looks like he's staff. And he just goes and picks up the Mona Lisa. It's just hanging on the wall at that point. It's not protected. He just picks the Mona
Right, they didn't
Lisa up
have all the
off the
stuff that
wall,
they have now. Yeah.
carries it to a stairwell where he, you know, removes it from like the glass frame or whatever it was, wraps it in a sheet. When he's trying to get out to leave the stairwell, he's having trouble opening the door because he's got a painting and he's trying to be careful. So another museum worker opens it for him, just assuming he's a coworker and everything's fine, and lets him out. And the thing that cracks me up is it was more than a day before anyone noticed that the Mona Lisa was missing.
Wow, that's insane.
And so, like, finally someone came up to someone's like, shouldn't something be here? And they're like, oh shit.
Shouldn't
Oh
something be here? Wow.
no. And so, for 2 years, the Mona Lisa was missing. They had no idea who took it. But he was caught when he tried to arrange a sale of the Mona Lisa. But at that point, he'd mostly just kept it at home and looked at it himself. Like, it was just for his own happiness and joy. It's only when he tried to sell it that he got caught. And I'm like, damn, that's
That's
hilarious.
crazy.
So
People are trifling, I swear.
that is, yes, that is the Louvre. It's hauntings and some fun things. And that is why I, as a ghost, if I could only choose one place, I think I would choose the Louvre, because there'd always be new people. There'd always be new
Right.
things on display. It would take forever to see it all. I would love to like spook some random tourists. I think that'd be fun.
Right. It would be good.
So, to the Louvre.
Yes.
Sortie.
Sortie.
I
Oh
think
my
about that
gosh.
sometimes, Claire, because
I do too.
I remember how many places, like how many turns we made following. By the way, for those of you who don't know, sortie just means exit. Like you're trying to get out. Exit in French. And so we were trying to get
Yes.
out of the Louvre because we had
Because
been there forever. We had to go meet back up with our group or something. I don't know. But
yeah.
we
Well,
kept
because we had
following
been
the
in there
sortie
forever.
signs.
Yeah, we had been in there forever. And I
Forever.
think it was just like trying to get out so we could go see something else because we were only in Paris for a short amount of time. Oh, and it was also, we were going to the Moulin Rouge that night. We
That's
wanted to get
right.
back to the
We
hotel
had to
and change
change.
clothes. And yeah, it was just
But like
bananas.
we followed sortie signs forever and ever and ever. Like it took us like 20 minutes to get out. And I'm like, if this building were on fire, we would
Right.
die. You can't get out. It's
And
insane.
this was like us just walking through and not looking at stuff at this point. Like there was so much stuff that we just bypassed without looking at it. It was bananas. There was, it was like, we're at the Louvre, we're just bypassing this because we need to get out of here because we've got stuff we got to
And there's just
do.
stuff everywhere. 'Cause like you'd walk down the stairs and randomly in the stairwell is a statue. You're like, who put this here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was one of those where you would walk downstairs to walk upstairs to walk down. I mean, it was like,
Yes.
where are we going? It was insane.
So you're gonna hunt the Louvre with me, right?
Sure.
It'll be
We'll go
fun.
haunt it
It'll
together.
be lots of fun. Probably find the Holy Grail or something while we're there.
Right. It'll be fine.
It's very Da Vinci Code of me. What can I say?
Right.
But I guess that means it's time for our very last sweary affirmation. We have gone through them all.
Ah, no more.
This is the very last one, guys, so you got to make it count.
Right.
For all eternity, guys, this is your sweary affirmation. Fear is an asshole. You can absolutely fucking do this.
Love that one.
It's a good one to end on, I think.
It is. I love that one.
It must be time for tarot time with April. A spooky spooky. Whoa, that is real out of focus.
Like I'm in an eye doctor appointment.
One
Or
or two.
two. The
And I'm always like, I don't know. They're basically the same. I don't
same.
even know, okay? It's like sometimes they're a little bit taller and sometimes they're a little bit wider, and I don't know. I don't know. Tell
Right, you're
me. Why can't they just like scan my eyes and just be like, oh, this is what you need?
right.
I don't want to do this
Surely
anymore.
we have gotten past the point of one or two.
And I swear to God that the eye doctor I had growing up would tell me, he's like, I can tell what you need. It's more like what your brain thinks it likes. You're like, well, my brain's stupid, so just tell me what I need.
God, I wish, right?
All right. Swishy, swishy. Good tarot cards.
Right.
It is very important that we have a good tarot reading.
Right.
Because Claire is going on a voyage across the
I
oceans
am.
to
Stop.
see a new place.
I'm going on a boat. A
You're
big
going on a
boat.
boat?
A big boat.
Ooh. All right. Well, we're starting off with the Ten of Pentacles, and it looks like we're getting crowned, so that sounds great. And then we're gonna have the Hanged Man.
Uh-oh.
My memory of that is that, like, he could get out if he wants. Not a big deal.
Right, like it's not
Like, he's
terrible.
kind of smiling in the card. I don't know. He's like, whatever. And we're gonna end with the Knight of Pentacles.
Yeah.
Pentacles. So many pentacles. The Ten of Pentacles is about sharing your wealth, whether it's emotional or spiritual wealth. You have it in abundance and are more than willing to share. It's about inheritance, financial stability, and charity. So that's nice.
Oh, it's the communist card.
Sort of, yeah.
I'm kidding.
Sharing
I'm
your wealth.
kidding. I'm
Kind
kidding.
of. Okay.
I'm joking.
Share the wealth, which means that you have wealth, is all I'm
Right.
saying.
Right.
So, just saying, it means I have the wealth to share. And then we have the Hanged Man, which is about release and letting go of all of the perceived control of your life and allowing lessons to be absorbed. It's a good time for learning because soon he'll have to let himself down from that tree that he's tied himself up into for some reason and face the new realities that surround him. He is truly suspended in the air and in time. Sometimes, if you don't know what to do or where to go, the best thing is to just sit down. Throw that. You gotta sit down. Stop moving. So, okay. And then ending with the Knight of Pentacles. This knight isn't as kinetic as the other knights and is a bit shy and feels a bit awkward. Well, that's me. He feels his best when he's at home. Me too, knight. Me too. He's smart, thoughtful, and grounded, but not the most engaging person in the world. Grounded, reliable, has to live honorably. He keeps a stiff upper lip and all that. Eyes straight ahead. But he isn't afraid of hard work. He's very considerate and thoughtful. He can be so grounded, though, that it's hard to motivate him or get him to change direction. So cool. That's what I'm gonna call the April card.
The April
That
card.
feels like my personality all there. It's like, yeah, it's really hard to make me go do something else because I'm like, nah, it's fine. I'm gonna keep doing this thing that I'm doing. But there you have it. There is your week ahead. Hopefully, it turns out good for you.
Doesn't sound terrible.
So, that's exciting. Well, Claire, what are we going to talk about the next time we record after your
I
magical trip into the sun?
don't know.
Let's hope for something good. It's gonna be, ooh,
What is
oh,
this?
they don't teach that in school.
Who put that on
I
there?
don't know. I
You
don't
don't know.
remember.
I'm like,
I'm
that's a new
going to
one.
assume that was a Spencer because I didn't remember to put his name on a lot of them. So cool. They don't teach that in school. So that'll be fun. There's a lot of things
Well,
that they don't teach in school. Yay! Fun times.
interesting.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait to see for next week how Claire's trip went. How tan will she be, folks? How tan will she be?
Probably not, because I don't tan. I don't
Hmm.
tan. I burn.
I believe you'll find a little bit of color on your journey.
Perhaps. Just a smidge.
But until then, you can find us at all the things and in all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, comment, subscribe. yada yada. And you can send us some more topics for our wheel or any particular stories you'd like us to cover and send those to us at
brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching
And keep on judging.
and haunt the Louvre.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.